Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. We are going to be all over the place this morning. We find Elijah in a place, a very bad place in his spiritual life. We find him in a place of fear and paralyzation. We find him after a great victorious win on Mount Carmel when he called down fire from heaven. We now find him in a place of spiritual depression and lack of power. So again, Elijah has called down fire from heaven, and now the word of this one wicked woman, Jezebel, she sends word to him that she's going to kill him. Imagine this. Here is a man who has just slain 350 prophets of Baal, the false prophets, the false religion. He has just led in a mass execution of all of these men. And now this woman says, I'm going to kill you. And he runs as fast and as hard as he can. And Bible distances, sometimes it'll say from this place to that place. And we don't realize until we look at a map. I've forgotten because I didn't plan it for today to say it. But he ran some 500 to 1,000 miles. I don't remember exactly how far. But I mean, he went from Arizona to Indiana to get away from this woman, this man who had just had this great victory on Mount Carmel. And we find in our lives that many times when we have walked in the Spirit, when we've truly been on fire for God and we have worked hard for the kingdom of God, there is a depletion. You know, we are like leaky buckets, unfortunately. And if we're not being refilled all the time, we can work hard for God. And we can have great passion, great zeal for the things of God. And we can find that we are spent, that we have done it all, we have worked hard, and we have used up the energy that He has given us. And we find ourselves in a very weak and vulnerable spiritual position after that. And there is where Elijah finds himself, and he finds himself in a place of depression. And how many of you know that when you're in a place of depression, you have thoughts, but they're not rational? You have thoughts, and they're not rational, they're not logical, and they don't make any sense. So Elijah has run this long distance. He is camped in one place, and the Lord has sent an angel who wakes him up after he sleeps, and on two occasions, or three, gives him food, and then wakes him up and tells him to eat again, and then tells him to sleep and rest. So we need this physical renewal. That's not where we're going today. I want you to look at in chapter 19, verses 8 and 10, because now he arises again.